story starts.
Who won't hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
We're starting with Glenn Powell and Judd Apatow, who are preparing to sort of work together on a new movie that's exploring the world of country music.
Oh, interesting.
This one's been fast-tracked at Universal. It's an original screenplay, and it's about a country western star who's in free fall. So Powell will star, Apatow will direct. He's very busy at the moment, Apatow, because he's currently in production on a two-part HBO documentary films project, which is all about Mel Brooks.
Oh,
wow. He's producing. Yeah, and co-directing.
Great.
As well. And of course, you know, he's got a lot of credits in the sort of comedy world, which, you know, Knocked Up, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. His last film was a Netflix one in 2022 called The Bubble. That didn't do so well, but hopefully teaming up now with a star from Twisters and the forthcoming The Running Man that Edgar Wright is making. Powell is, you know, very, very popular actor. He's also going to be actually in an A24 thriller called Huntington as well. And he's got a new series coming out called Chad Powers that's going to be on Disney soon enough. So they're both very busy.
They certainly
sounds
are.
Like a good one.
Like Glenn Powell. Okay, you have some Star Wars news.
Yeah, I do. This is a Ryan Gosling-led Star Wars film that Sean Levy is directing. And they have a name now, and they have a release date. So Lucasfilm has announced that the film is going to be titled Star Wars Starfighter.
That'll do.
And it's going to be, that'll do. It's simple, straightforward. It's going to be launching exclusively in cinemas on May 28th, 2027. And that is timed with, wait for it, the 50th anniversary of the overall franchise.
Wow, nice one.
So, yeah, Gosling himself showed up on a stage at a Star Wars celebration event that was taking place in Japan during the week, and he showed off a photo that his mother sent to him of a Star Wars bedsheet that he owned when he was just five. In fact, I think I had that duvet cover as well. Yeah, a lot of us of that age would have. So he said the script is really good. It's filled with a lot of heart and a lot of adventure. So there's going to be a standalone adventure, they've confirmed as well. It takes place a couple of years after the events of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, and the movie is already in pre-production with filming to take place this autumn.
Very good. Now, what is J-Lo up to?
Yeah, J-Lo is going to start working with Robert Zemeckis. They're bringing The Last Mrs. Parrish to life. This is a psychological thriller feature that's based on author Liv Constantine's 2017 novel that sold more than a million copies. In fact, it was part of Reese Witherspoon's book club selection and it did really well. The book centres on Amber Patterson concocting a plan to get closer to a wealthy Daphne Parrish, whose lavish life Amber really envies. So Zemeckis is going to be directing it. Jennifer Lopez is going to be starring in it. And it's from producer Liza Chasson, whose creative partnership with Netflix has kind of resulted in a movie that we've seen recently called The Life List. And obviously this is, you know, a successful kind of collaboration. And she's brought the script forward and now looks like has a good director and a good star for it.
Okay. Some more casting news. I'm a big Sam Neill fan. What is he up to?
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, he's been known for his dinosaur movies, shall we say. But he's now joining a film with a whole different beast involved. And this is Godzilla X Kong, the series here. You know what? These have just been so successful and they've lined up a great cast for the new the film. They've got Caitlin Dever, Jack O'Connell, Delroy Lindo, Matthew Modine and Dan Stevens starring in it. So Sam Neill now joining that cast. And it's going to be the sixth overall film in this MonsterVerse saga that began in 2014. It's grossed, the series to date has grossed over $2.5 billion worldwide. So it's a very, very successful franchise. Sam Neill has most recently been seen in Peacock's limited series Apples Never Fall and the Australian courtroom series The 12. So he keeps really busy.
Now, Alicia Silverstone, we all loved her in Clueless. Have you some updated news for us?
Yes, she looks like she's going to be reprising that role of Cher in Clueless. This is a sequel series that they're going to do at Peacock. So the show's currently in development. Exact plot details have been kept under wraps, aside from the fact that the show will serve as a follow-up to the cult classic film. Now, we did mention a couple of years back that there was a series going into production, but it didn't move forward. And this one's very different to that. It was 1995 when the original film came out. It was a good cast in it as well. Yeah. Paul Rudd, Stacey Dash, Brittany Murphy. There was a TV adaptation on ABC back in 1996, which ran for three seasons. But this obviously is going to be a completely different affair, the fact that Silverstone's involved with it. Now, she's really busy. She's got up and coming projects. She's going to be in Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, Begonia, and the Acorn TV series, Irish Blood, which she's also a producer on.
Very good. Now, tell us all about Jim Sheridan and Tribeca.
Yes, so his new film, Recreation, has been selected for the Tribeca Film Festival, where it's going to have its world premiere. So it's written and directed by Jim Sheridan and David Merriman. The cast includes Colm Meaney, Jim Sheridan, Vicky Creeps and Aidan Gillen. So according to the synopsis for the film, it follows a fictitious trial where 12 members of a jury must decide whether British journalist Ian Bailey is guilty of the murder of the French filmmaker Sophie Tuscan de Plantier in 1996. Based on real events, the film reconstructs, though, the deliberations of the 12 jury members and presents a case that ultimately invites the viewers to draw their own conclusions. So the Tribeca Film Festival is where it's going to have its world premiere.
Okay, what trailer have you picked for us?
So Jay Roach is a director, producer, has brought us comedies like Meet the Parents, Borat, Austin Powers. Now he's involved with the kind of new film version of what we would have known as The War of the Roses. This one is simply called The Roses.
Okay, we've Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Theo Rose, my favourite architect. How's married life?
The kids are amazing.
We're going to the beach!
Right, don't drive.
Ivy, the monster success.
Would you do a photo shoot for New York Magazine?
Nude?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'll do it anyway.
But you are still a failure.
Got fired.
Fired?
Shh. I sense trouble.
Everybody seems to think
we hate each other. I suppose sometimes I do hate you. Ah, sporadic hatred.
It's infused with tarragon. It adds a bit of bitterness.
Ivy likes to leave a little bit of herself in everything she does.
I love this fun banter you guys do.
Yes, Garrett. I mean, serious casting there with Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch in Roses. I don't know about the trailer. It looks kind of silly. I'm not sure if you've heard all the jokes, you know, that kind of way.
It's hard to tell, isn't it? But I suppose, look, you've got two very watchable cast stars there. Wasn't it Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner that were in the 1989
film? Yeah, they were fiery, weren't they? Yeah,
they were very fiery in it. And obviously this is a modern take on it. Yeah, well, look, we'll see what it's like. It's going to be in Irish cinemas September 1st. But if you're interested in having a look at the trailer, do check it out. It's called The Roses.
All right, let's go to new releases on the big screen. And we're going to start with Sinners.
Come on, open the door, let no one out of here.
Stay. Is you?
Of course it's me, open the door.
That ain't your brother.
Yeah, that's the biggie in cinemas. Sinners this weekend, Garrett.
Yeah, from filmmaker Ryan Coogler and starring in a dual role, Michael B. Jordan, Hailee Steinfeld, Jack O'Connell, Delroy Lindo, really good cast in it, trying to leave their troubled lives behind. Twin brothers return to their Mississippi hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back.
And quite an evil it is. You know, I loved the first hour of this, absolutely gripping. And then it just goes into vampire territory, and I just, initially it's like a step too far, and then you just have to go with it. There's this mad sequence of the Rocky Road to Dublin, which is again completely unexpected, and you just kind of go with it. But look, I have to say, Coogler has certainly made a unique film. It mixes a few genres. It's bold. It's brave. Didn't all work for me, but it's certainly entertaining, compelling. Won't be for everyone, but it's very watchable, that is for sure. And it's really interesting musically. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, we'll have composer Ludvig Göransson, who did a great job on the score later. It's a film filled with music. So we'll have that later. But getting good reviews, Garrett, a lot of people enjoying Sinners, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we've a couple of other films as well have been getting decent reviews. Warfare is one we featured as a trailer watch just a couple of weeks back. And this is based on ex-Navy SEAL Ray Mendoza's real life experiences during the Iraq War. A platoon of Navy SEALs embarks on a dangerous mission with the chaos and brotherhood of war retold through their memories of the event. Defara Winitai, Will Poulter, Kit Connor, Joseph Quinn, Cosmo Jarvis starring in that. Really good cast. Mm. Steve Coogan's on the big screen in The Penguin Lessons. This is about a disillusioned Englishman who goes to work in a school in a divided Argentina in 1976, find his life transformed when he rescues an orphan penguin from the beach. Jonathan Pryce also stars in that one too. And then two Irish films to mention. Yeah. Verdigris is our first one. This, trapped in a marriage with a controlling husband, Marianne takes on a secret part-time job as a census enumerator. On her tough inner city route, she faces dismissive and abusive locals who flatly refuse to engage. This includes a brash and no-nonsense teenager, Jewel, who Marianne soon realizes is living alone with no obvious means to support herself. They strike up a friendship as they work out a deal. It's directed by Patricia Kelly, starring Geraldine McAlinden, Maya O'Shea, and that's Verdigris on the big screen. And we have a documentary as well called Sins of Ireland. This is through the prism of the Confession Box. This is a portrait of an overlooked aspect of Ireland's past and how it impacted many parts of the world. That's your selection this week.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us for Easter weekend?
Yeah, well, we've got an adaptation of the Tony and Olivia Award-winning musical Matilda. Tells the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a sharp mind and vivid imagination, dares to take a stand to change her story with miraculous results. Great cast here: Emma Thompson, Stephen Graham, Lashana Lynch, Andrea Riseborough, but led by the wonderful Alicia Weir. It is Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical. Perfect for Easter weekend. It's on RTE1 tonight at 6:35.
Perfect indeed. Alicia Weir, superb in it, and we'll hear her in just a minute. Garrett, happy Easter. Thanks a million.
Same to you. Thanks, Aideen.